I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by the 7 through 12 activities director at Iowa Falls Alton. That would be Scott Patton. And Scott, thanks for taking some time here. You're now the AD for both middle school and high school at Iowa Falls Alton, after serving as just middle school for, I think you told me, 18 years, something like that, right? Just tell me about taking over as the new 7 through 12 AD here at Iowa Falls Alton. What kind of led to you doing that? And I guess this kind of a different type of position being formed with the 7 through 12 AD as opposed to two separate for, middle school and high school.
Correct. Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me on, John. I appreciate it. The coverage that KLMJ gives us every year. So yeah, like you mentioned, I've been the middle school athletic director, activities director for roughly 18 years. I don't know, my memory's not great anymore, but something like that. And our previous high school activities director, Jeff Birchfield, retired this past year, so the position opened up. The opportunity was there, so. I've had some activities director experience, although not quite at the same level as what I'll be handling now with 7th through 12th grade. But so familiar somewhat with a lot of the routines, procedures. Very familiar with other conference ADs and surrounding ADs, and working with them in the previous role that I had as middle school AD. So looking forward to this. Excited for the new opportunity, new adventure. I know there will be some growing pains to go with it, but that's part of anything new. So it'll be fun.
You bet. And I have to imagine, just having those prior relationships, obviously, pretty much everyone at the high school and the middle school and stuff like that, other people within the North Central Conference. Just what kind of a leg up has that given you as you've kind of taken on this expanded role as well?
Yeah, it's huge. The relationships and connections that you can make with people, not only in your own school district, but surrounding school districts, conference school districts. I've the foundation is there. All those relationships that I've previously had will continue on, obviously, now. Just a more expanded role. And I'm going to lean on a lot of other people, I'm sure, as we go through this year, as I learn new things and about the high school level and things that kind of go along with that. So I know there's good support cast around me with people that I can lean on for those questions.
So when it comes to some of the projects going on at Iowa Falls Alden right now, some of the big things right now, a new concession stand at the softball field, track resurfacing project, new wrestling room facility, I understand as well, some new locker rooms, things like that. What are the biggest updates you're able to share about some of these big projects going on right now?
Some of the projects that are going to be done the soonest here would be our new visitors' locker rooms, which I know any visiting team that's been here before has had to go down to the basement. It's kind of a dungeon that we used for our visitors before. So new visitors' lockers, which will take the place. They're actually in our old wrestling room. So that has been converted into two visitors' locker rooms, as well as a new training room for our trainer that we have on staff. So that's the first project that's supposed to be done here about the time school starts. The next will be our wrestling room, new wrestling room that is being added on to the south side of our current gym. It'll be a big addition for us. A lot more square footage from our previous room. I believe we add 10 feet of width and another 20 some feet of length to that room. So a lot of increased space there for our wrestling program. And then a couple more projects coming in the future here. Hope to get started on this fall. The track resurfacing project will probably be the first one of those. And then also, like you mentioned, we are going to add on to our current concession stand for the track and softball field. So that's something that probably won't get started until next spring. Our high school construction class is going to take on that project of the new concession stand. So I believe spring is when they're targeting for that.
Very nice. So, when it comes to some other things going on, I guess what have been some of your initial objectives here since you've taken over as a high school AD? What have been some of the biggest things you kind of been working on here as of late?
Biggest things are just making sure all schedules are in place right now. We've got officials lined up for every contest. Making sure things are all lined up that way. Making sure we've got workers in place for all of our fall sporting events coming up real quick here in just a couple weeks. So that's kind of where my focus has been right now as we get settled in, and then they'll just kind of go season by season here, doing the same thing, getting workers lined up, ready to go, and get
You
the
bet.
season or school year started here soon.
Yeah, and another new thing here across the entire state, girls tennis moving to the fall. What's that transition been like for you guys? Kind of getting obviously schedules reconfigured and everything like that. And I know you've had at least a couple meets already here, right?
Yeah, that kind of snuck up on everybody real quick. The girls' tennis season just finished up in the spring, and then turned around and we had our first meet yesterday. We have our second one tomorrow, I believe. So I think it's been good. Those kids have been they've had the opportunity to practice all summer long, even though it maybe wasn't official practices. Our tennis courts here in town are always open, always available. So I know we had some girls putting some time in this summer to try and get better for that season. That's quick turnaround, real short season. They started, like I said, yesterday, and they're done middle of September. So we get through them pretty quick.
All right, and when it comes to obviously so the other fall sports starting up here, practices are underway, with football, volleyball, cross country, and things like that. And the first competitions will be coming up here in a couple weeks. Just tell me about the excitement surrounding the starting up a new school year, fall sports season coming up here as well. I have to imagine, that's it's always a big deal for everyone getting that kind of rolling in a new school year underway.
It is. It's a fun time of year. You get those fall sports rolling. The beginning of the school year is coming close. We have a fall kickoff, sports kickoff on August 22nd. We host Eppington Parkersburg for our football scrimmage that night. So it'll be a big night for the football program. It'll also introduce our volleyball teams, tennis teams, and cross country teams that night as well. So kind of get everybody together. I know it's a big kickoff for our booster club as well that night. So big community night. We know we like to get as many people out there as we can for that, not just supporting the football program, but supporting all the athletic programs and especially our fall sports programs.
All right, well, I think that's about all I got for you right now. Any final thoughts or any big things kind of on the horizon for you guys before we wrap up here today?
Nothing that I can think of. Just again, like I said before, we appreciate all the coverage that KLMJ gives us down here in Iowa Falls, all the support that you guys give us throughout the year.
All right, that's Iowa Falls Alden AD Scott Patton joining us here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time today.
Thanks a lot, John.